Who am I? I think you already know that, my dear. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit that the woman, demon, angel, thing, succubi, vampire, whatever you want to call me, standing in front of you, is indeed Lilith. But I am. That's exactly who I am. Why such a desperate look? Oh, you can repeat, I am pure, I am God's, and all of your little rituals as much as you like, but it doesn't change the fact that you are here, and so am I. And I want you. But come now, my sweet. Doesn't every male want to be seduced? Especially by a strong woman. Oh, yes, I've been all those things. I've been called God's mistake, the mother of succubi, vampires, demons. But the truth doesn't matter here. It doesn't matter one bit. Why do I want you? Because you're one of Father's. You're one of his trusted. You are one of the pure angels. Yes, I was a consort of Samael, but he was a dirty boy. It wasn't really a conquest so much as a mutual coupling. Well. So, why aren't you running? If you don't want to be seduced, why haven't you turned and fled? Why haven't you taken to the sky and left? Reported me to, well, your father. Our father. I think he's disowned me now. It doesn't really matter. Oh, no, I was a bit of a naughty girl. I refuse to be subservient. Not a good trait at those times. And I don't think he's forgiven me yet. So, about this wanting thing. You've watched humanity for millennia. Have you not wanted it for yourself? Have you not seen the couplings of humans and wondered, what would that be like? And you cleanse your mind and think, no, I mustn't think these thoughts. But still, they fuck on. And on. And you try and steer them away from sin, but it doesn't work, does it? Because they always come back to it. And you know why? Because sin is addictive. It's addictive and it's pleasurable. Now I see you're shifting from one foot to another. You're unsure of yourself, aren't you? Do you like me? I don't mean who I am, I mean what I look like. If I undo my dress and let it drop to the floor, does the form please you? It's a little known fact that I can take many forms. I've learnt things in my time. I've copulated with men and with demons, other angels, vampires. You name it, I've done it. But you are a new challenge. Won't you sit down and talk a while? You're looking uncomfortable standing there. Your quarters here are beautiful. It's poetic that a pure angel would want to be so close to the sky in his penthouse with all the windows. I've been watching you. I've been watching you when you've come back to your dwelling late of night, taken some human comforts and laid on the bed. We have no need to sleep, but still you rest. And what have you done? I've watched your hand stray. I've watched it stray towards your cock. I've watched you fist your hand and hold it against your sides. I've watched you grip the sheets as if you were pleading and begging silently for your cock to stop feeling so hard. But there's a much easier way to allay such desire than simply willing it away. Fucking is what I was referring to. Fucking. Sliding your cock in a hot, wet, tight sheath. Whether it be human woman or demon, it doesn't matter. Oh, see, look now. I can see you hard behind your strappings. I'm sorry, did I do that? Yes, I... I'd say I'm sorry that it's been me entering your dreams, but I'm not really sorry. I've been tormenting you for weeks now. I've been the voice in your head when you've been trying to help people. When those beautiful women cross your path and you try and stay out of the way, I've been the one pushing you to look again, to see, to feel, to smell, to touch. How are you supposed to keep people pure when the temptation is the thing that draws them? Give them the temptation. Give them the temptation. Give them what they want. And then let them choose. It's not a choice. If you just say, this is good, this is bad, never do it, never touch it, never experience it, never feel it. Isn't it wicked to give man and woman the need to copulate, to bring forth offspring, when you tell them it's bad to do so? It's a tease. It's cruel. I'm not cruel. If cruelty is giving people what they want, then okay, I'm cruel. But I don't deny people. I don't hold things back from them. I give them what they need, and I'm here to give you what you need because I want it too. The night you laid in your bed and you wrapped your hand around your cock, that was me whispering in your ear. Touch it now. Touch your cock now. Can you imagine what it's like to have a female voice in your ear? Or a male one if you wish. Moaning because of the things you're doing to them. Imagine your cock sliding between my lips right now. Look at me as I speak to you. Oh dear. You seem to be losing the battle a little. That's a shame. But I like that you've held out this long. And you're not quite ready to give it to me yet, are you? Let me see if I can't help you a little more. Let me move my hair away from my breasts. Flick it over my shoulders, you see. I don't like to show you everything I've got. It's why I kept my hair across my breasts. Isn't it beautiful? Hangs almost to my waist. The colour is whatever you want it to be. Close your eyes and say red and I'll be a redhead. Close your eyes and say raven and I will be raven-haired. I will be and do whatever it is you need. Look at the curve of my hips. Your big hands will look so, so good on them as you hold me still and plunge your cock deep, deep, deep into my waiting cunt. And I would sheath you in warmth, in velvet, in heat, in wet, in pleasure. If you'd like a little pain along with it, I can do that too, if it helps your guilt. But I don't think you'll need it. So take your cock in your hand. That's it. That's it. Oh, the sexual energy, the scent of you, the the taste of you in the air. It's intoxicating. It's what I need, and it's so strong. It's the strongest I've ever felt from anything I've corrupted and drained from. I guess that's my succubi nature. A succubi is just another type of vampire. We just exist on something else. On the sexual energy, on the tension, on the need, on the desire, on the fucking, on everything. So take your cock in your hand. That's it. Oh, that's it. That's good. That's it. Oh, yeah. Twist your hand around. I don't need to touch you to corrupt you. I don't need to do anything. I just need to whisper in your ear. I just need to show you the images in your head. As I lay down on the bed opposite you, bring my knees up, spread my legs, slide my hand between my pussy lips. And as I pull my fingers away, you see that? You see the stickiness of my juices clinging to my finger and clinging to my pussy lips at the same time. That string of juice. Could you imagine the taste on your lips? Could you imagine the feel of it sliding over your cock, lathering it in my juices before you plunge your cock deep, deep, deep within my fucking pussy? That's it. Push your hips up into your hand. Do it. Come on. Come on. No. You see, you've not quite committed the sin yet, but you're on your way. The first of many sins I will have you commit with me. Do it. Buck your hips up into your hand. Come on. Sin. Let it go. Let all that tension go. I want you to come. I want to see you cover your chest in it without me having even laid a finger on you. Jerk your cock off. Pump it in your hand. Know that my cunt, hear my cunt, hear how wet it is. Look at it. Look how wet it is, just watching you. Can you imagine what it would be like if you were inside it? Look at my mouth, my red lipstick. Imagine the smudged stain of my red lipstick on your cock. Around your head. Diluted a little by my my mouth. Come on. Do it. Lose it for me. I need you. I need your energy, I need your sin, I need your everything. I want you. I have to have you. And this won't be the first time, this will be the first time of many. I will come back again and again. I will, little by little, blacken and darken and corrupt your soul until you belong to me and mine completely. You can't profess the darkness of sin until you've tasted it, felt it. Had it standing next to you, and as I get up and stand behind you and put my hands on your shoulders, run my hands down your chest and whisper in your ear, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. Do it. Let go of your seed, let it go. Cover your chest, cover your hand, let yourself go. It's okay. It's all right to be bad. It's good to be wicked. Think of all that tension slipping away, all that pent-up frustration, all those images in your head, all the dreams you've had night after night after night of this woman, me, this demon, this temptress, this vampire, this angel, this succubi, and oh, you taste so fucking sweet. I don't even have to put my lips on you to know you taste good. That's it. Feel the tingle of my hands on your chest as I feel your soul as you pump your cock. Do it. Do it now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Do it. Let it go. Let it go. Give me your cum. I need your cum. I need the energy that comes from you spurting it from your cock. Empty your balls. Make a mess. Oh. Oh. Yes. 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 There it is. There it is. Oh. Oh, yes. Do you feel that? Do you feel the little fray around the edges of your pure soul? That's my touch. much. That's what I've taken from you. But mark my words, this isn't the end of it. This is just the beginning, my sweet. I'll be back tomorrow, and the next night, and the next night, and the next night. And I will, if I have to, convince you again and again and again. And as much as you sit here and say, I won't give in again, I won't, I'll be pure, I'll be good. I can hear your thoughts. I feel what you feel. And I will have everything of you. I promise.